might go. Eat my girl.
That's the mix that we're after.
The Allard mix. Say.
The proper mix, yeah, include, with BVs from Allard. He's the official singing mascot for Euro 2004.
God forbid.
Sing us a football chant. Go on, go on, go on.
A what?
A football chant.
Like what?
Your favourite one.
I don't know. Like what?
No, oh, your favourite football chant.
Football.
Yeah! Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Oh, you are so good.
I know.
8:15. Everyone's in the cars now. They all need, because we need new chants. That's what we need. We need nice, inoffensive chants. And I think you're the man for the job. Come up with another one off the top of your head for the England game against Switzerland.
Okay. Everyone in a straight line. Ho! There you go.
That's a bit similar to the last one.
No, just the ho. Everyone in a straight line is actually new.
Everyone in a straight line is,
yeah,
a, you know, is
gotta
a ho.
You've got to walk miles to your games. So if you walk in a straight line, you get there quicker.
Right. Okay.
Everyone in a straight line. Ho!
Okay, so come up with one. Come up with an exciting one. Come up with something that we all can all chant.
Okay. Sing when you're winning. Ho, ho, ho. There you go. There's another one. See, I did a variation on the ho at the end.
Okay.
To ho, ho, ho.
It's like a Santa Claus.
It feels a bit Santa Claus.
Right, okay.
It works at Christmas time too.
And can you work one into work Beckham into one of them?
Beckham, you've got nice hair. Ho!
Perfect.
And now it's time for Easy Portuguese.
He's a star, isn't he?
I think so.
8:16. Good morning. Once again, Comedy Day was here to teach you, wherever you are, lovely, simple, helpful phrases in the language that is Portuguese. Now, we're going to actually test these out today properly, live on the air. We're going to send Allard to the local supermarket with a little satellite thing, which should work. I don't know how it does. It just does. So, Allard needs to pay attention. This is shopping phrases, I believe.
Bom dia, Chris.
What?
Bom dia.
No, I've never done that in my life.
That, of course, means good morning.
Ah.
You see, it's now day three of
bom
easy...
Bom dia.
Right. It's now day three of easy Portuguese.
Right.
So far, we have tackled communication problems when arriving in this beautiful land.
Do you speak English?
And also, we've developed our skills at checking into a campsite.
Do you have a tent?
So we've covered all that kind of stuff, but so far it's been very theoretical. It's all been very textbook and classroom. Today, what we need to do is test it in the real world.
Wow.
Okay, so this is what Allard is going to do.
I can hardly wait.
We're going to send him to the shop, and this is a very real shopping scenario.
Right.
We have requirements for the villa.
Look at his face.
I can't speak. You do know I have no knowledge.
I know this.
I can try that, but...
I'm going to teach you, Allard.
Okay.
So we actually do require certain things for the villa. This isn't a joke.
Okay.
So the first thing you do when you walk... Take a note of this. When you walk in the shop, you say, because it's morning time, you say, bom dia.
Bom dia.
Which means good morning. They'll like you for that. It's a strong start.
Okay.
The first thing that you will have to ask for is this.
Bom dia.
Like that.
Queria desish umush fetush de fiambra.
Oh, my God.
Presumtu si.
Hang on.
Faz favor.
Take it from the start.
Okay, queria.
Yeah.
Deixis.
Umush.
Fetius.
De fiambra.
Presumtu.
Si faz favor.
Which means, I'd like some of those slices of ham, please.
Okay.
Because we need some.
Right.
We've run out in the villa.
Can I have a go?
Yep.
Korea de sheesh amush fat use de fambra presumed to see fat palo.
It's not bad. There's a bit of an accent issue there.
Right.
Yeah, and pronunciation
right.
needs a bit of work.
Right.
But essentially, you have the basics.
And that means?
I'd like some of those slices of ham, please.
Okay, lovely. That's nice.
Okay. You happy with that one?
I'll try, right. Yeah.
We also need some bread.
Right.
What you would say in that instance is this. Queria de su umush fetush o palm se faz favor.
What?
Queria disso o mush.
Queria disso o mush.
Fetur.
E palm.
Se faz favor. I'd like a loaf of bread, please.
Fine.
Literally translated.
Ali, you seem to be having a bit of trouble with your ass.
Is it?
Can you roll your ass?
No, okay, that's all right.
Okay, we're also running out of beer. So, on your shopping list is this. Queria de si chumos fetius de aimbo lysheim de seish servetius si faz favor.
Take it slow. I'll do it again.
Career de sich umush fet you.
You're listening to Radio 1.
Der Aumbr.
Der Aumbr.
Is it?
That's Cantonese.
Der sich servetius si faz favor.
Sich favor. Okay.
I'd like a 6-pack of beer, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I just change Hang it? On. I'd like a 6-pack of beer, please. Right. Eight words is what?
What, you want in Portuguese?
Yeah. I'd like a 6-pack of beer, please.
Queria de si chumos fetius de aumbra la chame de seis cervejus si faz favor.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Can I just point?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that, why do you do that? Yeah. Right, listen, I'm telling you. Do you sell beer? That'll work.
I'll try it.
Right.
Okay. Finally.
You need to know how much it is, right? Quanto custa isto?
Easy.
Quanto custa isto?
How much is that?
Okay, I can do that.
That is your shopping list,
I'm
Ali.
I'm ready, I'm ready.
See if it works in the real world.
I'll go and do it.
Oh, I'm perfect. The music's run out already. What a surprise. So, you've got that?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so in other words, point.
Yes.
And then ask how much?
Loudly in English, slowly.
Okay, right, try this. Repeat after me.
Yeah.
Do you sell any bread, please?
Do you sell any bread, please?
Perfect.
Easy Portuguese on Radio 1.